Lee, it was an entertaining game to watch. You've got the result you needed as well.
Yeah, for a neutral it would have been very entertaining. For a coach it was heart attack material. But no, we knew what they'd bring today. They're a quality side, and I've got some quality players, in and amongst their ranks. So we knew what we needed to do, and I felt like, certainly in that second period we got that right. We probably started the game a little bit too clean in and around the ruck in that first half. But second period, I thought when we got our ruck management a little bit better defensively, likewise, that gave us some energy in attack, and I thought that showed.
You know, tried to slide right at the end of the first half, controversially it seemed, that Tom Lynham seemed to think he'd score.
Yeah, he's adamant. He got the ball down. He didn't score his second to last one. He's adamant about that, and he guarantees me they're knocked on for theirs as well. So the referee's got all three decisions wrong there. But it is what it is. We've just got to cop that on the chin and get on with it.
How pleasing is it for you? Because you name your team today, and there's some big names not playing today, and yet you've come here and you've got the 2 points.
Yeah, I knew when I put the side together that the lads that come in had to be really big for us, and I felt like there was today. I thought Richard Whiting was really solid in the back row, as was Dean Adley. And Jack Logan was impressive again. He showed us some glimpses again today. So, that's what a squad's for, I suppose. You rely on them when they come in, and hopefully, we'll get a few back next week as well, so it's going to be tough in terms of selection.
Yeah, Jordan Rankin at fullback seems to have really found a home. He's a real attacking threat for you.
Yeah, he's a natural running ability, and he's sort of created a try from nothing, I suppose, and stood Ollie Holmes up, and I feel sorry for Ollie trying to defend that, because his feet are electric, they really are.
Liam Watts, outstanding. I'm sure you didn't appreciate losing the ball with the last tackle.
I just come to expect that from Liam. Now he's, he gives you so much, and then he nearly takes it away as well. So, he was huge for us again today, and he needed to be as well. Obviously, losing Mickey, the form that Liam's been in, I knew it'd be a real challenge against obviously Andy Lynch and Millington, and I thought he did himself some real favours today.
It wouldn't be Hull without making it tough at the end. You can see the track at the end. Leo Price got sin-binned.
He's give it to the official regarding the knock-on. And it was a knock-on, He'll look back at it and, realise he's made a mistake. But we've got to accept them on the field. But, knowing Leon like I do, he's very passionate about his rugby. And, I'm sure he'll give the official an earful. There's no doubt about that.
Big week next week, obviously. The first question, any of these bodies not playing today likely to play next week?
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a few of them back in contention. So that'll be great. It makes my job harder, but easier, I suppose, as well. So Gareth and Mark will be back, and we're going to appeal Mickey's ban on Tuesday. So fingers crossed some common sense will prevail there, and hopefully we can go there with a really strong side.
It's madness, isn't it? Because you've got this big game next week that could decide whether you're in the eight. But if you're in the eight, you're not far away from the four.
We're 4 points off the four at present. And if you look at the fixtures over the next fortnight, everybody plays each other. So it's all up for grabs. And that's a credit to the comp, I think.